beat-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good
job. If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
It's a popcorn, man.
The J-Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Newly released documents show General Motors delayed another recall. This one involves more than 300,000 vehicles with defective power steering systems. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the news comes on the heels of another long-delayed recall.
It took General Motors more than a decade to warn the public that more than 2.6 million of its cars had faulty ignition switches. Now documents posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website show that GM also waited years to recall more than 300,000 Saturn Ions for power steering failure. This despite receiving thousands of consumer complaints and claims for warranty repair. The documents also show that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation about the defective power steering systems more than 2 years ago, but the government regulator did not seek a recall after finding the problem caused a dozen crashes and two injuries. Hanjila Wong, NPR News.
Off the coast of South Korea, the death toll in Wednesday's ferry disaster has risen to 32. Some 270 people are still missing. From Seoul, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports divers off South Korea's southwest coast have finally made it inside a submerged ferry that capsized.
After days of battling strong currents and low visibility, divers finally made it to the ship's passenger decks. The divers spotted three bodies through a window but couldn't get in to recover them. Police, meanwhile, have arrested the ferry's captain and several crew members. The captain is being charged with negligence for abandoning the ship and passengers who were told to stay put. A prosecutor told reporters that the captain was not on the ship's bridge as the ferry navigated an area with many small islands. At the helm was the ship's third mate, who was reportedly navigating the area for the first time. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Ukraine's foreign minister says the government's operation against pro-Russian militants in eastern cities is being suspended for the Easter holiday. But in an interview with the BBC, Andrei Deshtutsia warns security services will resume military actions if activists continue to occupy government buildings.
The operation is on hold for few days, but the operation will continue in accordance to the Ukrainian legislation.
The separatists say they won't leave unless leaders in Kiev step down. Rescuers on Mount Everest today recovered another body from the snow and ice covering a dangerous climbing path that brings the death toll in yesterday's avalanche to at least 13. Many of the dead are Sherpas or guides. Climber Conrad Anker says the work they do is usually treacherous.
There's a special group of Sherpas, the ice wall doctors, that maintain the route. So these gentlemen were carrying food, fuel, and supplemental oxygen up to a higher camp in support.
Searchers continue to look for three people still missing. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tomorrow is April 20th, and that would have been Luther Vandross's 63rd birthday. Let me tell you something, folks. Luther Vandross, in my opinion, is the greatest singer of all time. Now, there may be people out there who may argue that point, and that's fine. That's the great thing about opinions. Everyone has one. But like I said, in my opinion, he was the greatest. Silky smooth vocals, the brother can flat out blow. I think about all the songs that Luther's made, and most of Luther's success was during my, you know, when I was growing up. I've always said that Luther Vandross provided the soundtrack for my life. I just think about my first girlfriend, my very first song, my favorite song of Luther's. It's hard to pick one. But if I had to pick a favorite, man, I'll put it this way. The first song that I fell in love with, and I'm not going to say she was my first love, but she was the girl that I was most serious about. It was the song, Since I Lost My Baby. Oh, man. That song was a song I played every day while I was gone from my sweetheart when I joined the military. And let me tell you something. The sun is shining. There's plenty of light. Now, I can't do what Luther do, but a new day's coming. Oh, man. Ugh. Now that I've been crying all night, sun is cold. And the new day seems old. Woo, my Lord. Man, that brother was bad. And let me tell you something. Another one of my favorite songs, and you may be a little surprised by this one, the duet that he did with Beyonce, The Closer I Get to You, Luther at his best. Anyone who had a heart can love me. Oh, man. Look, I'm just getting giddy thinking about it. So tonight I'm excited because during our music breaks tonight, it's all Luther. So some of the songs that I attempted to sing during this 3-minute commentary, you will hear them in its entirety during some of our breaks. Well, during all of our breaks tonight. It's Luther night here on the TGRS Radio Network. You know, I think about Luther and I think about, you know, well, like I said before, I think he's the greatest of them all. And I think Layla Hathaway is probably one of the best vocalists on the female side as well. Once again, sultry voice, just so effortless in her tone and the way she moves and grooves. I'm telling you, we've had some hell of a singers during our day. But Luther, look, I know you can't hear me, but if you could, brother, God bless you. We miss you, and I just can't wait until someone dig in the crates and find an old Luther song that we have never heard before and let the world once again celebrate what a great man he was. That was my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Uh-oh, we light the match early. We light the damn match. Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Oh, damn.
Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. Man, she didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking
Lord have mercy.
My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mammy.
Yeah, come out, wherever you are.
She's looking good, though. She has some cute cold shoes. Versace. You know he said he'll be back Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't be remembering people's conversations.
Yeah, I know. I understand. You ain't got to remember him. He's an ex. You have to remember no ex.
Yeah,
he's right about that.
I didn't note that on my agenda.
Write his ass off like on your tax returns. Hell, write his ass off.
Check. Yeah, that's done.
What is going on, Momo BZ in the heat?
It's a beautiful day in South Florida. The sun is shining bright. I wanted to be
is it really? What's the temperature, girl?
I wanted to go to the pool. Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you, you know me, I don't want to lie. When I tell you something, I want it to be exact.
Yeah, tell the truth, girl.
81 degrees right now at 6:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ooh.
That's what I'm getting down here.
Yeah. 81
degrees. I wanted to go to the pool and chill out by the pool for like an hour, hour and a half. But my daughter was like, no, I don't want to go because we weren't yesterday. So I was going to be late. So you lucky I'm here.
I'm not lucky, Bumblebee.
I have other plans.
The listeners
the
are lucky, Bumblebee.
Yeah, because I know you don't care if I'm here or not. But the listeners do. So, yeah.
Hey, you know what? That was unnecessary. That remark was undamn necessary. Of course I care about you.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
You know, I look forward to Wednesdays and Saturdays because I get a chance to spend 2.5 hours with the very lovely Momo B. You can't beat
you
that.
Like it, don't you? You
I love
it.
It.
Don't you?
I love you know? It. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till I get this
room down the block from where y'all gonna be at in October.
What do you mean down the block? You can't come up with us, girl. Oh, damn. I gotta be down the block. I can't roll with y'all. I gotta be at the Motel 6. All right, girl, that's okay. Hey, look at you play your cards right. You can be at the big house, baby. You can be at the big house.
I got a couple of aces.
Yeah, I know. And if you look right now, you can see them. They looking at you right now. Left and right. All right and then.
It's my turn. It's raining men.
It's raining men for Ernest. Oh, Lord. Let yourself get. Absolutely.
Are you ready?
We are ready. What's happening, Big Earth?
What's up, Big J and Mama B?
What's up,
how's
Ernest?
Everybody?
How you doing,
Mama?
You doing?
Well, I'm okay. You know, I'm not great this weekend, but I'm okay, and I'm glad. I'm always glad to be here.
Okay, so. You got to tell us. You can't do that now. Okay, what's
wrong,
you know, Digger?
I'm not trying to bring the show down, and last year was a little different this time than this year for whatever reason, but Monday will be 2 years since my mom passed, and last year seemed a little easier to go through. It just, like, you know, I kind of, when somebody dies, and I've said this on the show before, when somebody passes, the best thing you can do is just let yourself feel whatever you feel. If you feel good one day, just go with it. If you feel bad, sit in that until it's gone, because it will go away. You can't suppress anything. Because you're going to be doing that your whole life, you know, because you shove it down, it'll come back up. Just let it happen.
Right.
But this weekend, for some reason, it's really on my mind a lot. It's kind of bothered me a little bit. So I was a little down last night. I'm okay today. I got the house to myself. My roommate's out of town until tomorrow at his mom's for Easter.
Mm.
So it's just me and the cats until tomorrow. So, you know. Pants off, party on. You know how that goes.
Oh, God. Well, I was with you until you said that part. I was
weekend,
I'm
that's all.
It's just,
run around
and slap it. That's all you need to do.
You know what? Let me tell you something. And don't picture it. Just know that it's happening. I got out of the shower about an hour ago. I ain't put on clothing yet. I'm going to do the whole
show.
Don't
that damn, no, we're
don't
moving
try,
on.
Hey, listen, badass.
We don't
want to
no man.
Picture it. Don't try to picture it. Just know that it's happening.
I don't want to. Oh, God. Yuck.
The next one.
There was a man having sex and at the right there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood
swinging.
Terry's swinging.
It's for sex.
You didn't leave?
I stayed there.
See, look, see, she didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress with no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Oh, what's happening, Miss Terry girl?
Hey. Hey, Mama B.
Hey,
Ernest.
Hey, Ernie Terry.
Just run around the house and let it hang.
Girl, it's hanging so much. I'm about to get another bruise on my knee.
That's right.
How you doing, girl? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Jay. How are you?
What you gonna call me? You stopped in the middle. What are you gonna call me? Go ahead and finish your call. Black ass.
Hey, my daughter was looking. After I said Jay, my daughter looked at my mouth. I said,
ah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you, daughter.
She's
about
to repeat
what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Miss Terry. You're the greatest of all time. Oh, God. All right, folks, it is
to,
when... Huh?
Thank you to Miss Terry and Momo B. We had a fantastic show on Thursday night on Earnest Radio Network. Callie Wood dropped in live from the Scandal season finale red carpet as well. But Momo and Miss Terry and I had a fantastic conversation about why when black artists get some... positive notoriety and some success, a lot of times the black community is the first one to knock them back down. We talked about that on Thursday, and they lent a lot of great things to the conversation.
Okay, good. You know what? I got to lend something to the conversation because I read something on Facebook, but I'm going to talk about that right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, about your dumbass question?
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about whatever we want to talk about. Now, you know, I want to talk about some comments I read on Facebook earlier today.
Jay, you know, they say they're going to call in, but you never know with him. You know how he is.
Yep.
You know him.
Go.
He just down there.
Let me tell y'all something. First of all,
leave my name out your mouth.
Leave my name out your mouth.
Never.
What?
Now.
What
never.
You
now. Now what? You can complain all you want, but I'm still going to talk about you like I'm talking about you now.
I can't stand you now. So I can't stand you. I can't stand none of you.
Jay said he's going to call.
Look,
I
was asleep.
I don't know what you're talking about. So please enlighten me. Because if you're trying to disrespect me, I have the right to know.
No, I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm trying to say that I read on Facebook.
I don't think Momo was part of the comment. I don't think, Momo, you were part of the thread, so you're probably not sure.
Oh,
what
okay, because he's just going
it
in.
It was me and Miss Terry.
I'm just so used to being in the middle of crap, I gotta say.
Well, yeah, usually you are in the middle of it, so, you know.
You're just guilty by association, girl.
Exactly.
You around things too much. That's your problem. You're always going to be in the middle, whether you're there or not.
Oh, okay. I'm looking in the chat room. Rich just to say I'm in the queue. Okay, Ann? Well, what are you telling me for? What
you
want? Why? She's on the queue. Like, okay, Ann? Just bring her
ass
in.
Rich
has
to get involved. Rich says, yeah, I'm in the queue. Yeah, Ann, bring me in.
I'm in the queue.
You know the shit is real.
Stop the show because you're in the queue. Yes, Rich sister. Hello.
How y'all doing?
How you doing? It's taking minutes, Ernest. Shut up.
I'm calling from a different number.
Okay, Rich sister, I mean, calm down. You ain't got to get all, you done got an intro and you done got a little bass in your voice. Calm your ass down. Damn. Okay, so now.
Sister, I tell you, I told Calliewood this the other day off the air. It's nothing that private. But I said, Rich Sister's really been stepping up lately, and, like, she's doing more than tan jacket jokes. She's like, excuse me, I have something to say. You know, so she's being a little bit more bold on air, and I can appreciate that. So, good for her.
No, what I can't appreciate.
Give it back to him, Rich.
Give
it back to him. Don't take nothing from Jay.
I can't appreciate it.
Can
you know.
A quick announcement.
Yes, Jackie. I almost called you Calliewood Jr. Yes, Rich Sister, yes.
You need to stop.
Shout out, just letting everybody know, but definitely those who are in L.A., our own Cassandra Calloway, better known as Calliewood. She will be in a fashion show tonight. So I just wanted to give some love.
Yeah.
She's going to be in the La Maison de Fashion fashion show where Avna Davis Long is presenting some of her fashion. Cassandra is going to be show tonight. Red carpet begins at 7. Show starts at 8 o'clock. If you are in the city of Los Angeles, welcome you to come out. The place is called La Maison, M-A-I-S-O-N, Dave Fashion. Address is 747 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90046. You want to call, telephone number 333-413-052. So if you want to come out and support Cassandra Calloway, or definitely if you can't do that, you can check out pictures and videos at CassandraCalloway.com or her Facebook page, Cassandra Calloway. So just wanted to give her a shout-out. I'm proud of her for her accomplishment.
Oh, well,
shout out! That's a whole damn commercial.
Yeah, I thought that was a damn infomercial. Rich Sister, thank you very much. Hey, my goodness!
Cassandra
Calloway, as seen on TV.
So let me ask you a question: Is this for like the Stevie Wonder Association? Who's going to be the people watching this thing?
You are so rude.
What?
Jay is not right.
What?
You are so rude.
What? Y'all already looking. Is this for the Stevie Wonder Foundation or the Ray Charles Foundation? Which foundation is going to be benefiting from this?
Not in listening.
I did not see that coming.
Hey, well, hey, look here. Y'all busted on me, damn it. I'm going to bust back.
Somebody.
You've been busting buttons on your shirt for 20 years. That's why we're busting on you.
Shut up, Ernest.
Dude,
hey, so listen, real quick, you know, I'm going to admit on the air when I'm wrong, I'll admit it. And you ladies were right. I should have never made the announcement about that damn Aruba trip. And Miss Terry, you're right. Those people on tag, they are loco. Oh my god!
I'm serious, Jay. Every day, every second, I was like, they were putting numbers in. Hey, what's all these people?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You opened a can of worms.
Oh
there,
man,
brother.
I sure have. Oh man, what the hell was I thinking about? So
I
this
don't know
lady's.
What you think about.
Are you out of jail? I don't know what I was thinking about either. So this lady sends me a message on right. I've been listening to this show since 2010. We want to meet you. Why can't you open it? I'm like, bitch, I don't know who you are. You know, but
hey. There you go.
You know, I'm like, what the hell?
Shall we officially declare it an April Fool's joke?
That's a good one. You know what? You've been hanging. That's a good April Fool's.
April Fool's. We don't have that Aruba. April Fool's.
April Fool's.
I'll
talk to y'all off the air. Oh, man. So she's been sending me all kind of messages. I ain't listening to this damn show. Y'all supposed to be for the people. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, lady, I'm sorry.
Bye.
We don't know y'all like that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we ain't got
joining us.
We ain't got security
some strange
heifer
up in my house. Look, if you want to get a room at the Barbados Holiday Inn, you go right ahead. But, you know,
yeah,
don't expect to get up in my house
and
me not know
who
you
are. Rates. Talk to Momo B. She can get you
yeah,
some room rates.
Saying.
Momo
get
B.
Get a bunch of your tag friends together and get yourself a block of rooms.
No. Matter of fact.
Come up in my house the first time around.
No, we're not. We're not doing that at all. I'm just going we ain't trying to get down like that. Look, we love y'all, but we ain't trying to get down like that.
That's
I'm sorry.
That's what's getting you all in trouble. Those people, a lot of those people on tag are way out. I stutter. I don't know. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand what you're doing.
I don't
there.
Either.
Fact,
he's
hey,
just trying to be bougie is all he is. He's
fact,
just being
you,
bougie.
You
trying
to be bougie? What the hell
you
is wrong with y'all?
You pick another location.
Yeah, it's not bougie. It's just that the people there are crazy and they're not really real.
Not
like,
all
some of
them.
Are like,
Gladys.
Yeah, okay.
Found us through
yeah,
there.
Gladys,
Mariana
Gladys,
found us through there.
Have,
not all of them
I
are.
Got, I have Gladys on my Facebook, but the rest of them are from Guam and Africa and all of
them. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you need to stop. You need to really stop with what you're doing
I'm
right now because you're going to piss
some
more people off.
You know, if that happens, J. Rao, you're going to be in the news like man goes missing in the Bahamas. You know, it's going to be
no,
all
the
news. And
that's right.
Like,
that's right, the Bahamas.
Over the side of a ferry
we're
going to
be at the Bahamas.
You know, ain't seen his
yeah.
fat ass since, you know.
Yeah.
Jay, if you ever fall overboard on a boat, you can use that jacket as a flotation device for about a half dozen damn people.
Oh, I can sit on your fat ass. You use a flotation device.
Hey,
how about
hey,
that?
Listen, let me tell you
oh,
something,
snap.
Fat Man. I'm down to 393, so keep talking.
Oh,
oh yeah.
You got, boy.
Thank
that's
you.
That's what's up, Jay. Jay, how much are you down from the last time we
Let me tell you something, baby. I have lost. Let me tell you something. I have lost 7 pounds, baby. Seven. Count it up,
what?
Seven.
What?
What'd you say?
Since 1991.
See, now you said, let me remind you of something that you said.
I'm sorry.
No, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Because you lied on your
J-Rod,
show.
You can lose 13 pounds if you just take that jacket off once in a while.
Shut up, Mr. Turtleneck. Someone's talking to you. So, Momo,
hey,
you lied to
I'm
your people.
I have a new joke,
time
old
out,
man.
Time out.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me elaborate. No,
yes, please do.
Let me elaborate.
No, I'm just saying, so when somebody else says something, I could jump in and just add my little cute to it. I will never. I'm not the person.
So you pile on then. You don't initiate it, but you just get in the middle of it.
Exactly.
That's not what you said on your show.
Thank
but that's
you.
Okay, though.
She just stirs
no,
the pot. That's
what
she does. She just stirs the pot.
No, I don't even do that.
I never crack jokes about you, Jay. I'm always on your team. But yet and still, I reminded her of a joke she told about the world being lighter since I was in Scotland. Oh, well, that time, okay, and now just today.
What year was that? 1990.
Yeah. You get your jokes in too, yo. Black ass.
All right, look, dig your mirror.
What's it possible?
Yeah, they know. So I ain't lying about what I
think. DJ extraordinaire. Listen, folks, if you are in the Chicagoland area, you should check out DJ Sean Juan. He's one of the best in the biz. Old school hip hop. When hip-hop was hip-hop, he got you. So all you have to do is get in contact with him on Facebook, or you can check him out on Twitter. But if you can't find him there, tell you where you can find him. You can pick up the phone and call his ass right now. Phone number is 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. That is DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. All right, folks, look, we're going to step out and take a quick break. It's time for a weather update. AccurateWeather.com, courtesy of, and of course, Luther's birthday is tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about Luther, but we have Luther coming up in the mix as well. J. Ryle Show.
Yes.
Number
one. I love Luther.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
This national travel weather outlook is brought to you by AccuWeather's MinuteCast, your minute-by-minute weather forecast. Another round of rain is already moving into the Pacific Northwest coast. Seattle down to Portland seeing the showers today, but we're dry for the Intermountain West. Very mild, too. Up to 66 degrees in Helena. Low clouds this morning have given way to more sunshine in Los Angeles. So no delays expected as we head through this afternoon, but lots of cool air aloft could fuel some thunderstorms around the Albuquerque area. Could lead to some minor delays there. Very windy across the Dakotas into the Central Plains. Some showers and thunderstorms for the Twin Cities into northern Wisconsin heading through this evening. Could be some delays at the airports for you there, but no trouble to speak of. Here from eastern Texas into the Tennessee Valley, lots of sunshine, very nice in Little Rock with a high of 76 degrees. Hardly any sun to be found here in the southeast, so showers continue from Raleigh into Miami. Best chance of wet weather for much of the state of North Carolina into southern Virginia. Atlanta, the showers will taper off early for you. Could see a couple thunderstorms around Miami, though. Lots of sun from Chicago into Buffalo, and it looks like a pretty nice afternoon shaping up for the northeast as well. Very windy from Montreal into Bangor. Get your MinuteCast from AccuWeather.com today and know when you can expect rain or snow for your exact street address.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
Department narcotics officer was killed today, serving a high-risk warrant in Echo Park. Give me the bitch. LAPD spokesperson said the officer is survived by his wife and infant child. She gets deeper. You get the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture.
Hey, man, that is the second time you pointed a gun at me. There will not be a third.
God. Damn, boy! That's what I'm talking about, Jake!
Go on, Alonzo.
This motherfucker's a fed.
He ain't no fed. He's just a quiet boy with a heart that got the drop on all you fools.
I can take care of you too, old man.
You can't take care of me. You better take care of yourself, because you're an ignorant bastard.
Better step off, Grandpa.
Living just enough. Living just for the sake.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back. 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. The lead in was dedicated to Momo B. All her favorite things.
Right there. I accept it. And I thank you very much. I was over here dying. I was tripping. I thought I was across the kitchen. And I was tripping bad when I heard, "You made a song, man."
All right. Oh, welcome back, folks. Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. Momo B's with us. What's up, baby?
I love it. Let's keep it going. I need all my favorite things. Thank you. Jay, I love you, boo. I love you. I think I'm gonna end up in a big house after all.
Yeah, you sure is, girl. With some lotion on. Big E, what's up, Big E?
I have no clue what you people are going on about, but how you doing?
Whatever. Just stay where you are. Stay in your lane.
I don't know what it was.
Miss Terry is up in the stand. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Hey. Vanessa was here. I'm not sure she was here, then she was gone. I don't know if she's at a party or she's on a damn airplane. Let me check in.
Okay,
Vanessa?
Hey, good morning. Good evening. I'm sorry. How y'all doing?
Hey, Vanessa. I thought y'all did drug tests when you flew. You ain't no damn morning. What's wrong with you? Wake up. How you doing, guys?
She's in Hawaii.
I've been flying since like 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
I'm in Wichita Falls, Kansas.
I'm well.
She said I'm so
Imagine her going, flying from place to place. She got to say good morning, good evening. She don't even know what to say. I was
she's ready. Listen, by the end of the show, she could. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ernest.
See, y'all were so busy trying to jump on me and talk about me bad until y'all couldn't even get it out.
Yeah, I was coming through. Our show was great. Yeah,
if you want to start talking like that, I was going to say you're flying around so much, she's probably going to tell us where the emergency exits are before this damn show's over. But whatever.
Well, it's amazing.
I don't care if I get off the plane or not. How is that?
Oh, damn. See, I'm turning the ass into the FAA. Let me tell you something. You know what's so funny? Is that y'all know Vanessa. Y'all know Vanessa. When she gives her safety briefing, she sounds the exact same damn way. She's a comedian on the damn plane. You should hear. That is the reason why I reached out to her when I got off that plane. She had me rolling when she gave her a little. I'm like, I said, this woman's crazy that's on this damn plane.
I'm not telling on the airplane, Jay, that I stood by a door.
What's so wrong with you?
I can hear Vanessa now. I can hear oxygen mask will start over your head and foreplay starts in the morning.
Now you'll get that crazy.
Starts in the morning at the beginning.
Mm-mm. Oh,
what
Lord, she's crazy.
Like? What did y'all Good Friday? What did y'all do Good Friday, Jay?
I slept on Good Friday. What did you do on Good Friday?
It was beautiful in Houston. It was
gorgeous in Houston again today, too.
Oh, really? Okay, because you've not been down since.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm letting you know. It's yeah.
I was at the pool all day yesterday. Yeah.
Where are you at tonight, Vanessa?
Thunderstorms. I'm in Wichita.
Oh, Kansas? Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, but it was. Let me tell you something about last night. It was thunderstorming up a storm. Like the whole sky was lit. I was like, oh shoot! My
it was storming
dead.
Up a storm.
I thought about it last night because I heard that.
Last night it was. Last night it was crazy.
It's beautiful
shoot.
Here.
You
not quite
light.
As warm,
you
but it's about 60 something degrees. It's warm.
It's 81 down here, but.
Alrighty.
I
now
heard
that.
Don't make me come down there and enjoy the sunshine
hey.
With your ass.
Right
now that we've entertained ourselves, how about if we entertain a nation? Thank you, clowns, enough. Thank you. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. Jay Robinson, so Easter Eve. How many of us can get out of a clown car? Easter Eve, folks, on a beautiful Saturday. Hope you guys are enjoying your weekend now. I know a lot of people are traveling, so if you're on the highways and tryways and in the airways, be safe. Because we want you back here next week listening to the show. But meantime, it is time for the QOD.
Wait,
the
work your
question.
I work mine.
Wait.
You can't
we need to address something that happened on the show a couple weeks ago, and you need to apologize, Jay Ryle.
Oh,
God. What now, Ernest? Come on, Tito Jackson.
Always
before we get to the QOD, what?
Listen, this is big. This ain't just some little thing. You didn't call nobody.
Oh,
okay, like
whatever.
Jay Ryle was not here 2 weeks ago because you were at a retirement party. Unfortunately, you did not retire that jacket. But when you put together the show for Mr. Elias to play, during What's So Damn Funny, you played a clip from, I think, George Carlin, and you did not edit the clip. I'm just acknowledging it. I'm not saying it's bad. I was not offended. But the C word was filth porn flying all over this network.
Oh,
for
really?
About 3 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Because
I apologize.
He was talking about,
did I really?
Yeah, because he was talking about how a vagina, like the word vagina doesn't even sound right. Like he says, when I see one, I just want to hear woo 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 woo. That's what I think.
Oh,
I want to
really?
Hear flutes playing when I see one. And he's like, and even the C word, and he said the C word. He said, even the C word doesn't sound bad. It's not a bad word. I call people the C word. My mother didn't like it so much, but I still call her that. But don't, you know, but you didn't edit out the C word through the whole.
Wow.
Go back and listen 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh,
you had
man.
The C word all
we
over the show.
We were in our glory.
It's hysterical to me because you're such a hard ass about cussing on this damn show,
yeah.
And then you let the C word fly. That's like the worst than the F word. When Momo B starts putting out the F word, that ain't half as bad as the C word.
Or when you start using GD, when you get mad when somebody talked about your ass, don't just put it on her. You just as bad
yeah,
as
you.
Yeah,
why you Momo B? You get rude too, Ernest.
You sure do.
Oh no, I know I do. No, I'm not trying to point fingers at Momo B. I'm saying whenever whenever anybody says the F word, it's not half as bad as when somebody says the C word.
I know.
Listen, girl, that ain't the kind of poke it is. Settle down. I got something for you.
That's not my finger, boo-boo.
Alrighty then.
Listen, girl, I'm still naked, and I'm still clean.
Oh, don't that know we're
by.
Definitely going
stand
to the QOD. Jesus Christ.
Stand by.
All right, it's time for the QOD, the question of the day. I'm sorry you had to come in on that damn note, but the QOD, the question of the day.
I'm so tired already.
Tomorrow is Easter, so should non-church-going people be allowed in church tomorrow? You know how it is. Everybody's showing with their new suits on and their new shoes. So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, should these non-church-going heathens be allowed to participate in Easter service tomorrow morning? And so I'm going to go to you first, Vanessa. She flies.
I know you didn't ask that question, J-Wow.
Vanessa, baby.
It's a stupid question.
Yes, the baby.
Jay, did you just say that you didn't think that CME people shouldn't go to church?
I'm saying that the people who don't never show up all year long, all of a sudden you can't get no parking space, you can't sit down because they're in the church.
They all need to be in church tomorrow. Because the people who go to church on a regular basis, we're not going. We went to church yesterday.
Well, we know the service starts the day before, Vanessa, but the rest of us don't go till Sunday.
No. The people who go to church on a regular basis, we went to church. They went Wednesday night. I went Friday at noon, and the church was packed.
I hated church on Wednesday.
What she's saying is they know better. So they're going to let the non-church goers have it.
We let the non-church people go. That's why they call it CME, Ernest, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter people go to church.
What you name-checking me for, Heifer? I didn't say nothing to you. What you being mean to me for?
Because I wanted you to understand what I was saying.
You better put your seat in the upright position before we continue on. That's all I'm saying.
I know it's a black thing, but I don't know if you understand CME under the white people rule. Black people can CME. I was
just letting you know, Ernie.
Oh, now it's racial.
She said the white people rule. I didn't know they had a rule book, but thank you very much. Thank you for that.
I don't know. I've been white for 46 years. I ain't got no rule book.
Say something.
Who else is on the phone?
I would like to say,
I don't know. I thought you said your hellos earlier. I mean, you must have been drinking on the plane. You just been running your mouth nonstop since you've been here. Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, I'm setting up.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
I'm happy. It's like a machine gun going off over there.
Well, you talk as much as she does, so be quiet.
I was just singing that in the car. Okay, I'm shutting up. I'm changing clothes. Go ahead.
One is naked and one is about to get naked. Who else is going to join them? Jesus Christ. Ernest is naked already.
I'm trying to get naked.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
You better put it on your Facebook. You better not show up on our damn page. That's a damn show.
I'm going to tag you. Every time I post a shirt,
you better
I'm going to tag you in it. You're
going to get befriended. You keep messing around with me. Boy, I'm going to say the F word.
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time, big man. Don't threaten me with a good time.
All right, so Vanessa's saying they should all go to church. Now, I'm going to be, I heard your little smart-ass remarks underneath.
What?
And you're right, I am one of those people.
Yeah,
I'll be in church tomorrow.
And it's cute. It's cute. I like it. It's cute. I ain't going to front on you. But I just want to say that everybody should be welcomed in church. Whether they come one day, 2 days, 3 days, or 380 days. Everybody is welcome in the church. So I know people get offended because, we have nowhere to park. Oh, we don't have nowhere to sit. Oh, we don't have, but when the basket is full to the brim, then everything's all right, right? Everything's all right, right? Because I know I would go, a few times a year. But when I do go, it's nothing less than a 20, boo. It's not less than a 20.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a whole lot. That's really going to help the building fund.
Look,
divide that by 12.
Now,
Hey, Ralph, better yet. Let me tell you something, boo. Because you don't go to church too often, and you don't know. But every time I take that basket and I pass it and I look in, I don't see no $20 bills, boo. I don't. So you can say what you want. You can say
well,
whatever you want to say. I know when I drop my 20, I'm doing something. After I do, I cross my legs and I stretch it out because ain't nobody sitting next to me on either side. How about that?
It's like most people who put big money on
stuff. What is she talking about?
She's a barometer. That's all. She's a barometer.
Most people who put big money. Jay, can you hear me? Most people know
I can hear you, unfortunately. Yes,
no,
I can hear you.
I'm talking to Mama B. Mama B, most people who put big
money in church go ahead,
Machine Gun. Go ahead. I'm shutting the hell up. Okay.
No, she doesn't know how to hear what you said.
I'm shutting the hell up.
You didn't have to say hell. You said I'm shutting
it.
Up. You had to cut.
What is she going to say? The people who put big money put in tax? Yeah, I would think so. But
most people who put big and $20 would do something, so people appreciate it.
Yes,
$20
is big
money.
People
who put big money in church write tips. Are
right,
we auto depositive?
They do, but I get the basket once or twice a year. When I get it, I just see little ones and I see quarters and shit.
And watch your mouth.
See?
You get happy. We talking about church, and you had to put a curse word in.
We're talking about
New Jack City.
It's a curse word to you. It's a curse word.
It's a curse word to everybody except for your ass.
It's not, boo. It really ain't.
Well, they don't say it on TV, so keep rolling.
I respect you, and I respect your TJRS network. So, yes, I take that back. I retract my statement, Your Honor.
Momo, I would have thought that you would have gotten all that out on Thursday, because we cuss on Thursday, so I would have thought you would have got it out of your system.
There's never too much cursing for Momo B. You better recognize and realize.
That's the damn truth.
Alrighty then. So okay, Vanessa. So you're saying it's cool. We don't have a problem. People that go to church all the time.
Nobody got a problem except the people who don't got a seat.
I want everybody in church. But I didn't hear what she
said.
That's the only
people who got something to say. That's the only people who got something to say. And even the preacher who be up there, he be talking about us. Yes, he do. He got his little smart stuff to say about, hopefully next week we get a big turnout like we did.
Yeah, they do say that, don't they?
They be saying it, yeah, they do. And
my pastor stood there yesterday and said, y'all ain't went by no Easter outfit, don't buy one. So when y'all come to church on Sunday, y'all can add that to y'all tub. I just looked at me, I'm like, he's silly.
You know, as the years go on, the pastors get flyer. Back in the day, they welcomed everybody. They didn't say that slick stuff. But now they do. They sure enough. And then when you be leaving, they're like, hope to see you next week. They go, yeah, whatever. I'll give you my whatever.
Unless
yeah,
you come over
go
my
house,
you ain't going to see me,
they,
pastor.
They get rude. No, they getting in, but it's all good. I know
church
all
is a business, y'all.
Yeah, it is. And it's all fun
church
and games.
Into a business.
Get hurt.
She says, all funny games until someone get hurt. Boy, you are a fool. 347-850-1272, J. Rob Show. Saturday edition. Now, you know what?
It's all funny games until that check bounces.
Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know, I bet you, man.
Jesus is mad.
I bet churches look at Easter like Christmas, man. It's like, damn, boy, we can really get broke off of this thing, man.
Yes, and they
Woo!
Do get broke off. So they just need to,
you know what?
Just
I think they make more money on New Year's Eve.
Huh?
I do. I think they make more money on New Year's Eve than they do on Christmas and Mother's Day, Easter, because those are holidays that
uh-oh.
People spend money,
uh-oh.
So they don't have
Mm-mm.
as money to make much money put in church.
Mm-mm.
But New Year's Eve, them ministers
they'd make
get
more
up
money if they had a bar
and
on
talk
New
about
Year's
how
Eve.
You did not bless God the whole year, and people who come up shy sometimes and be writing them big checks on New Year's Eve, they do it in my church, and I got about 8,000 numbers at mine. New Year's Eve, he get up there and preach about money and how y'all didn't, if you didn't put all your tithes in there, tonight is the night, you can get your write off and blah, blah. New Year's Eve, babe.
That is, I would leave in the middle
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
and start talking
about that,
that,
Vanessa.
That
I don't know about
ignorant.
That because income tax don't come before New Year's Eve, so.
It comes from
right now,
Mama B. Mama B. Stop it,
on April 31st. Let's see what happens.
Mama B.
Get off now. Lovely.
Oh, y'all really don't know, do you? Bless your heart. New Year's Eve is December 31st. Anything before 31st, you can write it off the next year. Oh, my God.
You sound like you go to church for that reason, huh?
No,
we know why you're going to church now.
A lot of people do that extra donation to church because it is a straight up write off, and they do it at the end of the year.
No, but Vanessa, a lot of people.
You can do better and just not claim it at all.
A lot of people who can write stuff off don't write stuff off because of the rest of the stuff. If I went to church on December 31st and I donated a big amount that I could write off, I wouldn't even begin to write it off because write-offs have to add up to be equal to something. I'm not donating too much throughout the year to be able to write it off.
So you can't write it off if you live in an apartment, baby. You really can't. So if you live in an apartment or you renting, you write. You can't write it off. But there's a lot of people that's writing checks at that church.
No. See, I don't know if
you
know where I live or not. I don't even know what
you
that was.
Now, you listen to Mama B. Ask Mama B the last time you went to church. Why are you even having a conversation with her?
The apartment you pay, you don't pay.
You have to talk to me because I have donated. That's what she said. Don't say something outside of the church. I've donated a lot of stuff. I own it.
You can
write it
off. I've never written anything off.
Like some VHS
tapes? Ever in my life.
You need to donate that damn cereal you got.
I have to.
You need to get rid of that boom box.
I can't even talk. This is it. I'm done. Y'all stupid.
Donate that boom box to the youth choir so they can do karaoke on that damn thing.
I do want to know. No, I'm not even going to go there. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. But Vanessa, I do want to know, why would you say, do you know where I live?
I'm talking about in general, if you live in an apartment,
and then you said, well, if you live in an apartment, then of course you will.
And see, I don't know where you live because I don't know your address, Mama B.
All right.
I don't know Mama B's address. She can live in a five-bedroom house. I have no idea.
I'm saying most people
who live in an apartment do not write that stuff off.
I've never written anything off, and I lived in apartments, I lived in houses, I lived all over the place, because that's what I do. You gotta watch her, Vanessa, because she gets fired up quick. It's a damn shame what happened to Slip. You gotta watch her. That joker got a razor blade in her mouth. What you say?
He thinks he'll hurt her with that mouth, huh?
Okay, yeah, she got that razor blade in her mouth. She blow that thing out, boys, right there. Yeah. Look what I picked up in jail. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. 347-850-1272, J. Rob Show.
I'm so exhausted.
And yeah,
I need a drink.
That was a very exhausting set. I must say the least.
It really was.
Yeah, you see how fast, but see, Momo B, well, she quick, man. You see how fast Momo B went from offense, from defense to offense. Whoa, what? What'd you say?
No. Momo
how you know
B,
what I said?
Momo B went from Eddie Murphy to Susie Orman in about 3 minutes.
Joker, man.
That's what just happened.
Boy, man. I bet she'll stick you quick, too, man. You got to watch Momo B ass. I stick it. Oh, Lord. See how fast she turns like that? What? Wow, you know, look, we way past that part. Rewind. You act like, you know why I said something. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip.
Damn shame what happened to Flip.
I know. Anytime somebody can quote stuff like that, you need to watch her ass. You need to watch her ass. Cause she was she quoting
Listen,
movies
she
like that?
An unprofessional. She wasn't an unprofessional moving illegal substances like she was. She knows a few things.
We gotta
give credit for that.
Let me tell you something. If I get into a fight, let me tell you something. I'd rather have Momo B on my right flank than Mr. Elias. That's just Momo B. Momo B. I'd rather have Momo B on my right flank than Mr. Elias. Because Momo B, when she take you down.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, I know why. You ain't got to tell me nothing.
I've
been with your ass for 3 years. I know exactly why. Hell. You ain't looking at. Look, I just didn't meet your ass yesterday. I already know. Hell,
I was born at
and
night.
Everybody
not
listening
last
to the
night.
Show know too. Hell,
move illegal substance.
Everybody know why.
Okay,
so
I'll
know.
Just sit back down.
Yeah, look, I just know you better frisk my ass when I go through the airport. She can't go through the airport without getting touched. Somebody better touch her ass before she goes
let
through the damn
something.
Airport because
Momo
B.
A few minutes? Oh, no, we don't. Okay,
oh, no, we got to go to break. But no, hold that thought. Break. Yeah, we'll learn it to have a break. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, folks. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
I can say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but wait for love. Not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. So hold on tight if you think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance, whoa, for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love.
But wait for love, and you're gonna get your.
we gonna do a show back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Misty, I'm gonna start with you. I'm gonna ask you a couple of things, and you tell me whether it's freaky or not freaky. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
I'm so ready for this. I'm so ready.
Here's scenario number one. You're standing on your bed, butt naked, with your hands against the wall, and someone is pouring champagne down your back and it's sliding between your booty cheeks. Do you call that freaky or not freaky, baby?
Can we put a tart on that? Girl, I would drink that out of the crack of your ass. Don't think I would.
Oh my God.
Crystal and the pistol, okay?
Oh my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
The doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time, but Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick, sons of bitches.
Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed! I am so paralyzed! No.
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot!
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Stop!
Well, I run it.
Yo, the Saturday edition of the J-Ryle Show continues. Here's the game.
Live!
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Saturday edition of the J-Ryle Show, hanging out with the very best. You know who it is and who they are in the biz. Momo Peasy is up in this heezy. What's up, baby?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby, yeah.
That's right.
Miss Terry up in here. What's up, Miss T?
Hey.
Give me a brownie. Yeah, I gotta ask you something about those brownies.
Don't worry about all that.
I'm with you, baby. Ernest is up in this thing. What's up, big Ernest?
Don't you worry about all that.
I know, get away. Don't worry about what I got going on. Keep my name out your mouth.
Thank
Miss
you.
Vanessa is up and out. What up, Vanessa, girl?
Don't worry about none of that.
Oh, look at you now. You got to get your ass in on it, too. All right, folks, listen. We're only coming up in at the top of the hour. I wish. People, what are you? What's wrong with you, Ernest? Do we forget somebody?
You're not going to say hi to me?
You didn't say his name.
I did say, what's up, Big Earn? You wasn't listening.
No, you did that. You did.
Yes, I did. Go back and listen to the show.
I didn't hear you.
No, it's Terry and Vanessa.
No,
I did not. I said, what's up, Big Earn, after I said Miss Terry.
Did you hear it?
That's okay. You owe me an apology.
Vanessa,
no problem.
Did you hear it? No.
But we're doing twice,
Ernest. I accept your apology.
Oh, no, I won't accept anything. And you shouldn't either.
Nobody has
but,
said
that. Hello, Big
Earn.
How you doing?
J-Ryle.
That's okay. You owe me an apology. You owe me an apology when you go back and listen to it. Because I did.
No. Nope.
But hello, Ernest. How you doing?
No, I'm waiting on my name. I'm waiting on my name and I didn't hear it. So you didn't say it.
Okay, fine. You'll apologize. Matter of fact, it'll be a rewind next week. Thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm never going to apologize to you
one,
ever.
347-850-1272. All right, listen. I don't know what the phenomena is. The fascination, I should say, of scandal. Why are people going ape doo-doo over scandal? Is it that good? Is it really that good?
They're going crazy.
Let me say this about scandal. Calliewood did that thing on Thursday night where she was live at a red carpet season finale of Scandal. And she called into ERN. It was a great night. She, you know, she punched in and said a few things here and there.
What did
that
have to do with Scandal?
Well, you know what? I know what, because she was at the Scandal season finale red carpet.
Let
okay.
him finish.
Our show
be
ended
quiet.
At 10 o'clock. Our show ended at 10 o'clock Eastern. Scandal came on at 10:01 Eastern. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go watch this show. It's the season finale, something to watch. I about had 3 heart attacks in that show. I don't know how people do that every week. It is an intense ass show. It's good.
Well,
I'm probably not going to go back and catch up on it. It's a good show. And, of course, I mean, there was explosions. There was stuff going on. Some kid fell over, was bleeding out of his nose, passed out in front of the cameras. An explosion went off. Some people dead. Some people may not be dead. We don't know. We don't know. There's a whole lot of mess going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on Scandal.
There's a lot of stuff going on
this
Scandal. I can see why people would like it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of black folks on
question,
it, so y'all should be watching it anyway.
Since you asked the question, let me jump in there.
Yes,
please do.
You watch it, don't you, Momo?
I watched it, but I'm not crazy over it. Like, I'm not that person like, oh, I gotta go, I'm Scandal on. Because even last night on the finale, I was on the phone at the end, when the end of the finale, what? How are you on the phone? I was on the phone, but I got Hulu, so then this morning, I watched the whole thing. You know, that's it. So I ain't one to be like, oh, my God, I gotta go and hang up on you. No, I'm not. Because I could watch it. It's come on. Relax. You know, it was never my thing. Like, it was not my thing. However, I see the people. To me, it's like a soap opera. That's what it was to me. I saw it as a soap opera. The same thing, like, oh, I got to see what Tad is going to say tomorrow. Oh, Sonny got a shot. Oh, my God. It's,
Tad,
it's
no, you
opera.
Didn't. All my children.
It's
Tad.
A soap opera.
Yes, you did.
Exactly. That's how I view it as a soap, a nighttime soap opera. It's like Dallas and what was the other, Dynasty? The same thing. It's the same thing. And that's what it was. That type
it
of
is.
Show.
It is. It's a
you,
nighttime
you
soap opera, but it was
is.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So about
good.
You,
Miss
Terry.
Yeah. It's good.
You watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It's conspiracy. Like, you can see how this shit that's going on can happen.
Hold on. Did you say it? Hold on. Did she say
yeah,
that
I
word?
Said it.
You know what? We can hit
you
your damn mind because your ass, because you don't be cussing like that. You don't lost your damn mind. You'll be glad I can't get the sound effect up. Your crazy
anyway.
Ass.
Anyway,
go ahead.
It's like you can see, like you can put Obama, and I know everybody loves Obama, but oh well, you can put Obama.
No, not everybody loves Obama.
And all these people. Scandalous. It's like you can see this stuff going on in the White House. And I've been watching it like, I bet that do go on in the White House. I bet
mm-hmm.
they do have some secret box where they have
mm-hmm.
medicine that they can kill you with. I bet they do have something like that. You never know what's
oh
going on.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
I want to ask something. If the show was named any other show, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But since it's named, you know, Scandal,
Scandalous.
Because it's Scandal. Like, it's a yes. Scandal. And if it was, it's because otherwise you would just call it BS. Like, it would be, oh, this is BS. You would call it BS. But since the show is self-entitled, you're like, okay, here's a scandal. Because otherwise,
don't
you
think it's also
that,
because
no,
it's set in Washington?
We
no,
don't care.
That helps, too.
For some, yeah, thank you, Ms. Terry. For some, maybe, but our folks right here, we don't give a damn where it's happening.
Let me ask you a question here. My question is, what? Okay, Kerry Washington. What is she in Scandal? What is she like an aide or something?
Oh,
what is her? What is her main malfunction?
You sound crazy.
She's
right
a.
Now.
Okay,
take your mic off. Go ahead on, Miss Terry. I asked a question. I sound stupid. Talk to yourself in mute land. Yes, Miss Terry.
She's the person that stops all the scandalous stuff that's happening. They go to her.
But who is she,
scandal.
Though? I mean, what does she do?
Listen to what I'm telling you. She's the person
that cleans up messes.
Yeah. She's the one that cleans up the scandal and changes it. Like if somebody has an affair, she switches it around and makes it right. Basically what it is
if you think
these
about
people,
Bill Clinton...
Can she finish Ernest first? I'm listening to Monica Lewinsky. Can you shut your ass up? Thank you, Ernest. Yes,
oh,
Ms. Terry.
My God.
She can't even finish the thought. Here you come. You think about Bill Clinton. I'm not talking to your ass, Ernest.
I'm talking to your ass. How about that?
No, you're not anymore. Your mic's off. Go ahead on, Miss Terry. Yes.
If there's a scandalous affair or going on in the White House, she kind of cleans it up and makes it like to you that it's not really what it seems to be.
That's how what she does. But in actuality,
she gets screwed too. That's there's secrets that are not given to her.
Do it all day, brother.
Hold on. Miss Terry, I appreciate your efforts, but you can't explain it in one show. You can explain what it's about. So if he hasn't been watching it, then you need to catch up, bro. We ain't got no time to be wasting on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sis.
Okay.
Bro,
you
bro ham.
Can I explain it in one sentence?
Yes, Ernest.
Okay, I'll take a stab at it. Olivia Pope is based on a real person who cleans up scandals. In the show, she gets involved in her own scandal. So the person that comes in to clean things up gets really, really in the muck and the dirt of it all. That's the scandal. She said in that season finale, I am the scandal. She realizes the position
exactly
she put herself in.
Right.
She is the scandal.
Long
and short of it. How about that?
But like Momo B said, but in actuality, she brought the scandal in. So you can't explain.
Yes, she did.
Even when you said thank you, Ernest, you don't really understand what he's saying. You got to watch it.
I'm sorry. You can speak for me, too. I'm dumb.
No,
I can't understand what
he's saying.
I was just trying to give the simple answer.
Not only J-Rob,
no one's going to understand the show unless you watch it.
How many episodes have you seen? How about that?
It's only the second season.
Can we hear from Vanessa now?
I want to tell J-Rob something because he thinks he's smart. I'm not one of those scandal people who sit and watch it every week, but I do buy
I do buy
the season. I buy it season by season.
I didn't buy the season
because the season's not for sale yet, but I bought every season because I like to watch shows continuously. I don't like to take a pause and wait the next week.
Well, but you don't have cable, though,
so when they was watching
Scandal on Thursday, you was watching it on Sunday. Thank you, Mama B. Yes, Vanessa, you tell me about Scandal?
Word, because this nigga think he's
sick. Put your mic off. All right, yes, Vanessa, go ahead. Good gracious alive. Jesus. I mean, y'all just been... Vanessa hasn't said anything the whole set. Can she talk, please? Yes, Vanessa.
I agree with Ernest. He put it well. That's all I got to say because y'all going at it. But I've never missed an episode of me that's my husband.
Bobby watches
it.
Thank you very much, Vanessa.
I really miss you, Scandal. When are you coming back on?
That's what Tom Jordan and them saying,
and they mean it.
But they sound better than that, because, boy, you just messed that up.
Yeah. I was trying to get that rough, scratchy, deep voice like him.
Oh, well, it didn't work. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
That was our Scandal update on the TGRS Radio Network. Good God.
It's a good show. You need to look at it. You need to go back and look at the show.
Yes,
on
Momo
ABC.
BZ.
Which is a local channel, so you don't have to be able to get it.
You can get it over the air. It's just ABC.
When I miss it is because I don't care nothing about it, and I'll catch up later. So that's my thing. I'm not. What's up with
Damn shame what happened
like
to Slip.
Okay.
It's going to be a damn shame what happened to your ass.
You know what? Let me tell you something. You can't stay at the hotel either because I'm afraid if I go to sleep, I'm going to get cut. Yeah. All that stuff you said on the show, what you got to say now? I got your ass handcuffed and blindfolded.
And you know what? When I handcuff
stopped you and blindfolded your ass, I'm going to play it all back for you. Bit by bit, so you can hear why you going to get killed.
As long as you ain't vibrating on my booty, I'm fine. I don't give a damn. No vibration. You can do whatever you want to be. That's
the problem. You're going to want some vibration on your booty because
you're going to wake up
the next day.
Oh, man. 347-851-1272.
How about that?
J-Rob Show. All right, to kill me the question of the day, we're asking the question, should people who don't go to church all year get a damn seat in the pew?
Yes.
Should they have an opportunity
to
show off their lime green suit? Should they have an opportunity to sit down and their kids who ain't never came to church is standing up and giving Easter palms? Should they even be invited to church on Sunday? And so, Miss Terry.
Yes.
Well, boop, you can go talk to him with ERN Nation. Bye. Boop, your mic's off. All right, yes, Miss Terry. Should churchgoers, people that don't go to church, be allowed in church tomorrow?
Okay, well, first of all, I thought this was the stupidest question you've ever asked on the show.
Well,
thank
it's supposed
you.
To be funny, but y'all taking it damn serious. I can't understand. It's supposed to be jokes.
You did this on
jokes.
Christmas, too, one year. You did this on Christmas, too.
Yes. Okay, first of all, it's, you know, in black churches, it's the day that the sinners go. Like, people that want to be saved or people want to know
like,
Christ.
Yeah, like me.
Want to listen to, or people that have want to rededicate themselves.
Yes.
And so if you go to church a lot, you reserve that spot for them a lot of times. Or now what they do is because, not Vanessa's church, because I know she going to say something. So not Vanessa's church.
Okay. Well, you got to let that one simmer for just a minute, Ms. Terry. You got to let that one simmer for just a second.
But
a lot of
churches,
okay, go ahead. It's good now.
Since they're real, you know, y'all don't know I don't go to church. Since they're really into wanting your money, they do a service before, because back in the day they did a service. I mean, they had Easter. They had Easter service, and you sat outside. It was hot, and you was under a tent. They didn't care about doing it before or the day before, the week before, and all that. You went Easter, and that was it. You know. But now they're doing all these services. So my mother used to go and just help. Like, she would help, like the snacks, whatever, after church, or the dinner, whatever, but she wouldn't go to the service.
Right.
So, but should they be allowed to go? It's just, it's the American way. It's just, it's what's going to happen in the church theme of things, and it's no big question. And there's no big question about it. Who, you know? It's just nothing. It's nothing. And I don't know why you asked that question. Just,
I don't know either.
Well, because it's supposed to be for... Oh, God. Go ahead, Momo B. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Here I am. Why would anybody be denied access to a church on any day? Why would you deny somebody to come into a church? Oh, it's Easter. I'm sorry. You can't come in because we've never seen you before. You sound like a crazy person saying that.
Oh, God. Y'all sound like crazy people for taking the topic serious. Y'all are nuts.
No, it's just
you may
think it's a joke, but other people are dead serious about
it. Other people don't
think that we
go.
Well, then they need to listen to CNN or tune in tomorrow morning to get the serious stuff.
You don't go, Jay. I'm gonna tell you something. You don't go every week, so you don't. You like ha 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 ha. But the people who go regularly,
neither do you.
They feel it. No, my thing is, it's a real question because people really feel that way. You should let them in. Oh, they should get up and let me sit down because I've never seen them here before. Jay, you can't talk to me because I've been in the seat where somebody won it because they ain't seen me here before. I'm like, what? So I got a right to say what I want to say because I've been in a situation. So excuse me. I'm going to talk, where I'm going to hop in the coffin, where I'm going to boo-hoo when I hiss in. I'm going to say, I got the right to be here just as much as you. If we are all God's children, and we are all created equal, it don't matter what I decide to come, as long as I'm here, baby boy, as long as I'm here. So don't try to excuse my seat, because I'm sitting in it with my legs crossed, and I'm listening. I ain't texting, I ain't on the phone, I'm not sitting there. Don't tell me to scoot over. Ain't no scooting. I'm here, my bag is here. What you want me to do? So yes, I got a right to be here, just like anybody else. And I want somebody try to move me out my seat.
I know that's right, because we're going to be on it popping in church.
I want somebody to try to move me out of my seat. I'm dressed up early and ready to go from head to toe. Please.
Hey, baby,
I ain't trying to listen to nobody. I want to hear the word. I'm here to hear the word. I want to hear what the preacher got to say. I don't hear you in my ear talking about, oh, no, no, no. I don't hear this person over here talking about, I don't know how. I don't hear you. I don't want to hear nobody, thank you, except for the preacher preaching and the choir singing. That's all I want to hear. I don't hear no gum popping. I don't hear no chewing. I don't hear nothing else. Because I came here for one purpose and one purpose only. Because I don't want to be exhausted. So when I come here, I want to be an experience so I can remember. So
Jesus,
I don't hear no BS.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bobo B.
So,
yes.
And so I wanted to ask
Let
about the
you.
Money. About the money. That you don't really have to give, right?
Who asked about the money? Are you
no,
putting that
no,
question on the table?
No,
or?
Momo, speak right. Momo was saying about what
oh,
she sees in the in the collection place. She said, be
yes,
quiet.
Sure, why not?
In the collection place. They got debit machines and ATM machines, so you don't even have to bring cash or check.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
I,
alrighty.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They got an
well,
ATM machine
you,
in the foyer?
Yeah.
TD Jakes got ATM machine.
Of course he
okay.
would.
No, he doesn't.
TD Jakes
got
an ATM machine
too.
In his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, third set coming up, J-Ryle Show.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hey, yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them devils kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J-Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the J-Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
A million days in your arms is now gone.
never too much, never too much. You weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work so hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning.
Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rao Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGR's Radio Network, online radio at its best. Of course, our friends and family, there'll be shout-outs as well. All times are central, and once again, it's a happy Easter weekend. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it is the serious side of the J. Rao Show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and my main man, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. Tomorrow, we will be in rewind mode because my heathen ass will be in church. But don't worry, it'll be a good topic. You can check it out tomorrow at 9 a.m., and we'll be back live in 2 weeks on the serious side. Don't forget to check us out. Intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side of the J. Rao Show. Every Wednesday, it is the J. Rao Show. It is the Wednesday edition, 7:30 p.m. Central, right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Me, Mr. Elias, Momo, BZ, in the Heezy, Dr. Princess Aldea. And, of course, Vanessa is in the house, and Miss Terry and Rich Sister and everybody else, whoever the hell wants to show up. Come on and hang out with us. Look, midweek picker-upper, you're going to have a great time. Stop in. Before your week's out, you got to hang out with us at least one day. The listener lounge is down, too, as well. It is the Wednesday edition, J. Rao Show, TGR's Radio Network, online radio at its best. Thursday, it is the True Purpose Development Show at 7 p.m. That's Dr. Princess Aldea. Friday is Ladies First Radio with Dr. Princess Aldea. Ladies First Radio, with Matula Donna's and Rich Sister. I don't want to do that. Every Friday at 7 p.m. right here on the network. Great show. And, of course, every Saturday, it's all of us that's here right now on the Saturday edition of the J. Rao Show, plus my main man, Mr. Elias. All right, Earn, tell us what's going on ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know by going to earnestradionetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week. Now, starting Sundays, after you listen to the serious side on TJRS, come on over to ERN at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's our own Jane Hoffman and her new co-host, John Yoder, for Political Gravity, talking about everything in politics and religion. It's getting to be a good show. John's adding a lot to that show. Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, we celebrate the best in independent music. A lot of the stuff you hear here on ERN and TJRS, we play one artist, one CD at a time, front to back, nonstop. Now, Wednesday, Jane is back with John. at 8 p.m. Eastern for Beaten Path. It's our own inspirational show talking about how you can affect change in your world. Thursday is the Earnest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and I am joined by my bevy of beauties like Momo B, Miss Terry, Callie Wood, and Rich Sister and her new haircut. And we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. It's adult people talking about adult things, and we have an adult bit of time. Hey! Saturday, I am joined by some of the best people in the business, not all of them, but most of them are the best in the business, by the TJR's Radio Network for Saturday edition. Jay Rob, one of those that ain't, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., Miss Terry, Vanessa, and Rich Sister, and Joe Bob, and Billy Joe, and John Boy, and everybody else shows up on Saturday. It's the funniest show you'll hear on radio all week, I guarantee it. Now, you can find out that schedule, our Twitter, our Facebook, and a whole lot more if you head over to EarnestRadioNetwork.com. That's where you can find us, and we will see you there. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Momo Beasy. What's going on, baby?
Cheesy,
talk to us about the explosion.
Cheesy. Well, thank you. I thought you were going to forget because you only showed up once. But, the Momo B featuring, the explosion featuring the evolutionary Momo B is in full effect every Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. The call number is 917-889-7866. Let me repeat, 917-889-7866. That's what's up. The explosion is in full effect. Come on over. You can say what you want. You can be who you are. You can do what you want to do. There's no restrictions. There's no complications. There's no stopping. I'm not going to stop you in mid-sentence because you said something you felt and I didn't hear what you felt. We're not doing that over there on the explosion. You could come over here and be you. You can just don't beverage on. You can sit back, relax, unwind. You ain't got no restrictions in your head or your mouth. You can say whatever you want to say. And that's what I love. I love real people because I'm a real chick. And that's how I get down. So please join me over there. Over here.
It's a fun show.
Over there.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, it is. It is really fun because that's the thing.
It's even more fun when Momo B is drunk off her ass like she was for her premiere show. But whatever. I'm just saying. It's a fun show. Be prepared because you're going to be a drunk
guy. This is the funny thing. This is the funny thing about Mr. Ernest. He says that he's cool and he's my friend. But yeah, still, he was always jumping and saying, yeah, Mo B. Do you know, let me just put this out there. Do you know, Ernest, when you use the term drunk, do you know that is the what's the word? The that's a negative when you say that about people. That's a negative point of view. So some people, I have normal friends. So some people might hear that word and be like, So when you use those terminologies, you are actually, even though I don't know what you think you're doing, and when you jump into my shit, because I'm going to retain what I got to say, so you pull up, because this is something I got to say. When you jump into somebody else's business, and you say stuff like that, you just bring in negativity, because I'm doing me right now. I'm saying my thing, I'm promoting my thing, and I told you before, when you jump in with your words, you're working yourself, you're not helping me, you're not helping this. So just relax, boo, because you might think it's
Thank
funny.
You.
Everything is not funny. So
okay.
Let me just rock and do my thing, and that's how we do. I'm promoting this. I don't need you. I don't need you either.
The promotion music run out. Can we promote other people?
I don't need nobody to promote the explosion. I'm saying what I got to say, and that's it. So
Thank
I'm
going
to shut up, Jay, because I know this is your show, but I got some real issues. But I will address that later. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that's The Explosion, or every Friday with Momo B and the gang. And, of course, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, it is Kings in the Morning. Check out Light Skin. Check out Light Skin, Robert Red. Look, I'm confused. Just whatever. Just go back and listen to one of our old shows. You know our lineup. Jesus. 347-850-1272. We set the table for you. Asking you. Maybe we shouldn't even ask you at all. We're not going to ask the damn question anymore. Jesus.
Yeah,
we're just
going to
talk for the rest of the show.
Hey,
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You didn't
right.
ask me the question.
That sounds
though.
Even better.
Well, go ahead and ask. Go ahead and answer it, Ernest, the question that I would not repeat.
I'm sorry. Is somebody outside in the
I
wind?
I think Vanessa is outside with her head out the window like a damn, like she riding a car, you know, letting her hair blow
Look,
through the
wind.
Look, can
you have
Jesus
a cigarette
Christ.
And mute your phone at the same time, Vanessa? Can you mute your phone when you have a Marlboro?
I've already taken care of that for her. Yeah. Jesus. Thank you.
God bless her. She hadn't figured this out yet. Yeah, I think, you know, just in general, I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking the question. It's a stupid question. You did this at Christmas one time. Of course, people, and I get that it's comedy.
Oh,
it's funny.
It's not comedy.
Yes.
Y'all have pissed me all the way off tonight. Go ahead.
No. It's I'm not pissed off by it, but, you know, the Bible clearly says that God so loved the world. The world that he gave his only son, that whosoever shall believe in him
shall
not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Of course
we're
going to show
church.
Up in church. And listen,
church,
listen, let me say this. This is a more generalized statement. Church is meant for non-believers. It's not meant for Christians. It was always meant for non-believers to come in and become
yes,
a believer. So, yes,
over,
of course
yes.
the people that don't go to church all the time that aren't...
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
Even though I got some beef with him, I really do appreciate that because church is not for the believers who believe every day.
Right, it's for non-believers.
No, and you could go on about and recruit more people. So the recruiting is the non-believers. You try to flip them. Say, hello, make room, bro. Make room for me in my bag. How about that?
No, I agree. Church is for non-believers. I think that's what a lot of Christians get messed up on.
Don't be sitting on my bag.
The believers have to go and get their food by going to church.
They do.
Don't get all political on me. I know that, but church is for non-believers.
The money's got to be paid.
I'm not having this conversation. It's just going to break down into chaos.
The rent has got to be paid. That's what's up, first and foremost. So we understand that.
Y'all
pay your rent and step to the side. Because I'm going to sit down. Thank you very much.
I'm drinking your favorite drink, Mama. I'm drinking some Moscato.
That's not my favorite drink.
But that's what you got drunk on your opening show.
No, that's what people in Vanessa, that's what people in apartments drink. People that live in houses drink Hennessy. People that live in apartments drink Moscato. You got it wrong again.
No, Ernest, please, don't, Ernest. You see, that's why I'm going to step what? Through the line and kick some white ass. Because Ernest know better.
Hey, I can take a punch. I can take a punch. Come on, bring it.
You're acting a fool right now, Ernest. Now you're fucking fooling. So you should know better.
No,
than
I'm
that.
Being funny. I'm being
no,
funny.
No, it's not funny, though. Who's laughing?
I'm laughing.
And who else?
I don't know. I don't know everybody's listening
Nobody.
To this.
Nobody. That's the point. Nobody. That's the point.
Whatever. Okay, I don't need
you
schooling me, young lady.
I was not going to offend you. I'm really sorry. I didn't even know you lived in an apartment.
No, Vanessa, that's the thing. You don't know where I live. And that's the point I was trying to get over. That I didn't know if you knew where I live. And you don't know where I live. You said that. So that's my whole point. You don't know where I live. So you didn't offend me. It was just funny how you said, oh, yeah, it was funny. And then, you know what? I'm not offended.
I'm going to mute myself.
Mute yourself, artists, and keep yourself muted. And,
you might take a hint
every
once in a while.
Vanessa, it didn't offend me. I'm not trying to say it offended me. I just was wondering why you said it like you said it. And when you came back, no, don't laugh because that's Ernest. Ernest is a fool. When you came back and clarified your position, I was good. I was good on that. And I was like, okay, because you clarified your position. Your position is your position. And after you clarified your position, it was all good. I know you don't know me like that. I don't know you like that. You know, I like you. You like me. That's it. But you don't know too much about me, and I don't know too much about you. So I didn't get offended. I just asked for clarification on what you said. That's all. And you clarified it, and that was it. So, no, I'm not offended. I still like you. I still want to get with you. So I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying that you're cool. You're cool with me, Vanessa. You speak your mind. I love it. But I just put that out there because I'm not going to let nobody continue when I want to pause. So I want to pause you and what you said. And I do that. I do it to everybody. So
you're
nothing new around here. What is that? What does that mean, Ernest?
So did Jay leave his own show?
No. Who cares? I want to know
no, as a matter of fact, Jay is not in the chat room anymore, so I don't know what happened to him. But Ernest, because he played the music of my favorite song, one of my favorite songs. So since he was had balls enough to play the song, I want to know if he had balls enough to say why he played it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, didn't think so. So, okay, Vanessa, me and you are cool. We always cool. So, okay, now, who else? What else? Who got something to say? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody in the house? Say hello. Say hello. Oh, ladies. Oh, ladies. Oh, ladies. Wait. Hold on. How come I'm the only person talking? Miss Terry, you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm
Vanessa,
here. But
I was starting to think like, who? I was looking at my phone. Like,
I don't know.
You don't know what? Everybody else abandoned ship. J-Row, he's having you know, technical issues. It's obviously because he's not in the chat room.
J-Row left.
No, his whole thing shut off, and not purposely, I'm sure, but his whole thing shut off. So now we got me, Miss Terry, Vanessa, and Ernest. We know Ernest just played me your fake clip. I asked him about it. He ain't saying nothing, so he's done. So now I want to know, Miss Terry, you got any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you. So what I want to know is he went on talking about, how people can't go to church because they not living the life of church, but people do that all the time, and I'm like, why would you ask that question? I was confused when I first read that question. I'm like, why would you ask that? Even though he's like, oh, this is a joke, it was just a fun, you know, doing radio, blah blah blah. But I told him, people really think that. People really sitting up in church thinking, oh, I never seen her before. It's Easter. I'm not moving over. I'm not doing nothing. And you shouldn't think like that because. Number one, if you in the church every day, every week, well, for 10 years, you need to welcome the newcomers, whether you think or know that one-timer. I could be just starting. I could say, because I said this many times, okay, here's my start. So you could be like, I'm starting now, because ever since after New Year's Eve, when is the first time a newcomer would actually be coming into church? Outside of something that happened to them, you know, really, like, oh, I'm going to church. But outside the welcoming, after New Year's, people who go to church, there's dime a dozen, everybody's in the air. Outside of that, Easter is the first time that they've been, okay, maybe they will go. So my thing is, instead of thinking that, okay, they never came to church before, I don't know who they are, I don't know what they want to talk about, I'm going to welcome you in because this is the opening. Like, this is the opening season. If you never had a reason to come to church before, this is the reason. What I'm going to try to do to you, if I was the pastor or the minister or whatever you want to call him, is I want to keep you there. That's what you'd be focused on, keeping them there. Instead of saying, oh, the people out with the church is full today. It's never been full before. Everybody coming once. They come one time a year. I wouldn't do that if I was a pastor.
Mama.
I would say, Mama. Welcome all, and I wish you would stay, and this is why, because I'm going to tell you a few things that you may have never heard before, and I'm going to bang, 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 bang. I'm going to hit you in the head with a lot of stuff to let you realize that I'm talking truth, I'm talking real life, and I want you to stay. So instead of trying to convince people that, oh, you just came one time a year, and we see you. That's what they do. They do that.
Mama.
And I don't appreciate that because you should be trying to keep these people. Yes, dear.
Mama, let me just say this. Mama, my church is huge, so my pastor can't pick you out. The next thing is when they have visitors,
speaking, and they ask the visitors to stand. You don't have to speak. They just ask the visitors to stand. And they ask the people that's sitting next to them to shake their hand and welcome them to the church. So my pastor does do what you just said. He says, y'all turn to the new people, and y'all welcome them to the church. They give them a video of the church and what all we do and all the different organizations. So my church is too big for my pastor to sit there and say, oh, you knew up there at the top, or you knew in the back, or you. And we have free services because there's so many people. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Mama.
Your church may be too big to do that, but I've been to churches that they single out people. And you can't tell me
that's
that you never heard of this.
That's
they
terrible.
They do this. They do
that's
it.
That's terrible. That
they
is terrible.
They do it. I've been to them. And they don't say it in a mean way. They just say it as acknowledging, like, I see a whole bunch of new people out here today. But they don't try to embarrass you, per se. But they do, because everybody can look to their left and look to their right. And if you look to your left and you've never seen this person before, then he's talking about you. So what they say is, I see the church is crowded. I see a whole bunch of new people. And that's the whole thing. That right there is not disrespectful the way he said it. But it is
Momo,
because
and Momo, I don't go on New Year's Eve anymore because there's too many people at church. But I will say this, and this is why some newcomers do come to our church on New Year's Eve, is because my pastor asks everybody who needs a job. Everybody who needs a job, he asks them to stand up and tell what kind of job they're looking for. And then he'll ask some of the members, is anybody in that field? But he knows the members, some of us, and what kind of job we got, because I've been called on the carpet before. So he'll ask, can you help that person get a job? And he hooks that person up who stood up and said they wanted a job in a particular field with the other person, and they help them to get a job. So it's not just... I mean, they do that on New Year's Eve, stand there and match people up to help them to get jobs and stuff to start out their new year. So some churches do step in and help. Because my church has an HIV ward.
I think every church should be like that. Every church should be like that. Because sometimes when people show up for church on any holiday, whatever, most of the time, I'm going to speak it like this. Most of the time when non-church goers go to church once a year, let's say I'm a non-church goer and I go to church once a year, if I'm sitting in my little seat just listening to, okay, I'm here, whatever, because I'm here with my grandmother, I'm showing love to her, I'm visiting, whatever. When I sit down in that seat, that's where the magic happens. If you stand up there, if you say something that reaches my soul, and I'm like, yeah, that's when you capture me. That's when it all happens. But if you start talking like, oh, yeah, you one of the people who never come to church, I'm getting turned off right then. So
Mother's Day and Father's Day, he gives $100 to the top three women who are the oldest in the church. He gives $100 to the lady who has the most children in the church. And somebody stood up and had 14 children, and I was like, bless your heart. But, yeah, he gives them $100 to the ones that got the most children, and to the first three ladies or two ladies who's the oldest in the church, he does the same thing on Father's Day. So the money that they collect out, they actually do put it back out. I mean, they do different things to put it back out. Like I said, we got an HIV ward at my church.
Broadcast.
All right, 347-850-1272. All right, folks, listen, 4 Set coming up, J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after we take a very short break.
Let
you guys are in the house of QOD, the question of the day. Well, there's no question of the day. We're not even asking. All right, I wish you coming up next. And we'll be back after this. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
What J. Ben?
To be able to phone lined out.
We got Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you could be the nasty one, baby, if you play your cards right, girl.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J. Ryle Show, that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh. Ooh.
But
okay, Miss Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am the real.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you. Okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson, so like she's not happy with J. Ryle right now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the girl hit me with a good Lord split me. How about y'all? I think it's safe to say that Ms. Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-857.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Anyone who had a heart would love me too. Anyone who had a heart would surely take me.
heart surely take me in her arms. Always love me, love me. And why won't you? Anyone who had a heart would love me. Anyone who had a heart would surely like me. Anyone with woo.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way it wears hair. Wearing natural, that's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children of days would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right, you ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no Mr. Jerry Curl on his head, ain't that right?
Amen.
That guy ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying, you ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did. No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
347-850-1272 is our calling number as we celebrate Luther Vandross's birthday. Tomorrow, he would have been 63 years old. So we're playing Luther during the breaks. And, you know, the thing is, when you think about Luther, you think about his contribution to music. You know, to me, like I said in the 3-minute commentary, he is the very best, in my opinion, who has ever done it. Now, some people may argue that, but I think Luther Vandross, and I'm going to ask you, Vanessa, if you had to pick your favorite male vocalist of all time, would it be Luther, or would he be in the top three?
It would be in the top three.
So who would be number one?
I think Barry White.
Barry White? Now, is it because of the music? Or is it because... Now, I'm thinking as far as pure vocal, because Luther can out-sing Barry White. Come on now.
He can, but Barry was the first one to hit the scene before Luther.
Okay, so it's... okay, I hear you. All right. Who's number two out of curiosity?
It's Luther.
Who's number three? Didn't think that far out, huh? Didn't think I was going to ask you that, huh? He's like, can you come back to me? As long as you'll say Barry Manilow, we're okay.
I don't know who number three is.
Okay, that's all right. That's good.
Because,
let me ask you, Miss Terry.
Female,
so,
because it would be a female.
No, I said male.
I said male.
Know. All right, so Miss Terry, let me go to you.
Yeah.
All right, Luther, is he, do you, in your opinion, you think he's the best one ever?
Yeah, he would be in my top three.
Well, then I'll ask you the same question. Who's number one?
Ron Isley.
Ooh.
I love Ron Isley. I love him to death.
I don't know. But do you think he can actually sing better than Luther?
It's not the point of what he can sing, if he can sing better. I just like him. I just like the way his music comes across. I just like his style, his suave, it's just him. That's what I
mean. All right, that's a good one.
All right,
so who's number two? You got somebody in front of Luther.
It would have to be, I can't, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
So Luther's number three, you just don't know who number two is.
Nah. It's so many. Charlie Wilson. I can put him in there. I love Charlie
okay.
Wilson.
Gap Band.
Yeah. That is a looper, though. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Momo B. Where's Luther in your list of all-time brothers?
Luther is number one. Luther is number one. And I'm going to tell you that for real because people have actually assaulted me for playing Luther too much. We've been on road trip. You know how you take a road trip for somebody? You know, like a 16-hour drive, and I'm in control because I'm driving. And I'm playing Luther.
Wait.
I will play Luther all day. I got Luther remixes, the Luther mixes on top of the remixes. Luther is my dude. That's it. Because I ain't even gonna say because too much. He is. Very much.
All right, Ernie.
I ain't gotta explain
what about
it to
you, bro?
That's how it is.
I think Luther's probably in my top five.
Top five? So who's number one?
Yeah, I think he's in the... Well, you know, that's hard to say, but let me give you some names of people that I would consider in my top five of male vocalists. And we are based on vocal
male, just male vocalists, yeah.
Musicality.
Just total, yeah, you're a music guy,
because
yeah, vocalist.
And I'm glad you cleared up the Luther thing, because I didn't hear all of your commentary. I didn't know why you were doing all Luther today, but I figured it was something. I kind of agree with the Barry White comment. Barry had a deep voice, but he wasn't a tremendous singer, but he had those tremendous arrangements, you know, those songs with the lush strings. That's what made Barry White great.
Yeah.
But my other people would be, in no particular order, would be Michael Jackson, because when he really wanted to sing, he could really just sing. Stevie Wonder, I think, is in there. I think Maxwell is in there. I think James Taylor is in there, and I think Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates is in there.
Yeah. Oh, I like him.
Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Those are tremendous vocals.
Yes.
Daryl Hall, they don't call it Blue Eyed Soul for no reason. That man has such a wonderful voice. He's so musical anyway, of course. But, I really, really enjoy it. And, of course, you know, Maxwell, I wish he put out more music. He's only put out 5 records in the whole time he's been in the business, 5 studio albums. I love him. And I think he should be singing a lot more. So he's in. And James Taylor, he's a legend. And it's about the voice, you know, because he was doing just guitar music with an acoustic guitar. He had to have a voice to carry that. And he did. You know, he's fantastic.
What about
those
Howard Hughes?
In no particular order.
What about Howard Hughes?
Luther is definitely in there. You can't not give props to Luther. You can't not give props to Luther. You know, I wish he was still around.
What about Howard Hughes?
I'm okay with Howard Hewitt. I'm not a huge fan of his. He did, he was okay with Shalimar. I think Shalimar worked better as a group, but when you brought some of those people up, they weren't so fantastic alone. I think Jody Watley was a little bit better than Howard Hewitt as far as solos go. She's got a good voice. I think Howard Hewitt was good. I'd give him a B, but he's not A-list like Luther was. Not for me.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, it looks like
he can carry his own, but he ain't going to be in Luther territory when he dies. No one's going to remember him the way that they remember Luther.
No, people will remember Howard Hewitt.
Howard Hewitt was pretty good.
Well, that's my opinion, and that's yours.
I got you, boo. I understand that's your opinion. I got you. I'm not deflected from you. You say what you said. That's it. But what I'm saying is that I was comparing them two. I'm comparing when you say, her and the chick. People like guys versus people like a chick for a whole different reason. So the two of them, Jody Watley versus the Howard, we might want to just lay back on that one because if she can get me off in another way and she can't, so blah, 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 blah. So
we ain't talking about your vagina.
I'm talking about it.
I don't want to talk about your vagina. I'm sure it's fantastic. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
So
I have no doubt. I just want to talk about it.
We're
talking about
it.
Wonderful.
If you want to get me going on the Howard versus the Jody,
I don't want to get you going on anything, frankly. I wish I wouldn't have said anything at all at this point.
Oh, Ernest, that's a beautiful segue.
Yes, sir.
Every city.
Beautiful segue.
Every hood.
Oh.
And every block.
It is time
for
it's time for I Wish. And you know how it goes, folks. It's becoming one of our favorite segments. And, you know, I'll start off as always. I wish that Facebook was around when I was damn 20, because, man, if Facebook was around, boy, I'd be knocking about the box. That's my damn wish.
What is he talking about?
All right, Vanessa, give me a wish, baby.
I wish I knew at 19 years old when I got married what I know today.
Oh,
would
buddy.
You still got married?
Oh,
would you like to give us
buddy.
A little bit of advice?
Got married?
I can't hear so many people. What y'all say? What,
no,
what
go
you
ahead.
You still gotten married. Okay, never mind. I don't have a question. Never mind.
I mean, if I knew at 19 all the knowledge that I have now about men and life in general, my life probably would be a little bit different.
Would you
okay,
have gotten
Vanessa.
Married?
Okay, Vanessa. That's a beautiful answer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's your answer. All right, Momo B, give me your wish.
Okay, I'm going to give you my wish, but don't start laughing until I'm finished. You always laughing before I finish. I want to say that I wish somebody would try to stop me from going to church tomorrow. They're going to be looking for a lot more than I'm saying, I wish somebody would try to stop me from walking into church tomorrow. They're going to be looking for a lot more than Easter eggs or banana
man, give me a wish, man.
I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show, and I wish my mother was still here so I could call her tomorrow and wish her a happy Easter.
You know what, man? That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, folks, that's
yes,
it. Now, listen. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, that was our wish once again, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to step out, take a break. Like I said, Luther's birthday is tomorrow. And so we're going to wish Luther a happy 63rd. If he'd have been around, he would have been around for 63 years. Hard to believe old Luther would have been that old. All right, Mr. Elliott will be back on Wednesday, and we can't wait till he's back in the house. All right, stepping out. Last call coming up.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker! I've been
Jay Rao Show and the serious side of the Jay Rao Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Georgia. Gwinnett Police is looking for a 26-year-old mother
who hasn't been seen since Saturday morning. Police said Angela Robert was last seen in the parking lot of the Steeplechase Apartments in unincorporated Norcross at about 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Robert hasn't been seen or heard from since that time, and authorities said foul play has not been ruled out. Robert dropped off her 3-year-old daughter with a friend Friday before heading to a party in Atlanta later that evening, police said. Friends and authorities searched the wooded area around the apartments but found nothing of note, according to a news release from the Gwinnett County Police Department. Robert is described as 4'11", approximately 120 pounds, with long hair that is black with blonde tips. Anyone with information about Robert's whereabouts should call the Gwinnett County Police Department at 770-513-5300. Once again, that number is 770-513-5300. Pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We ask that you pray for her family. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now if you're listening to a live broadcast and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information with one of our producers. Or you can go to our Facebook page and type in the TGRS Radio Network and leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J Ryle, or you can shoot us an email to the JRyleShowAtLive.com, that's the JRyleShowAtLive.com, spelled J-R-I-L Show at Live.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm J Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, well, we're back. We're back somewhat. See what's happening. So anyway, listen, it's time for our final thoughts. Be your man, final thoughts, y'all.
It was a good, it was an interesting show. And I miss Mr. Elias. I'm glad to be back next week. My final thought is this. It's a quote from the Russian author, and he was actually a born-again Christian anarchist, Leo Tolstoy. He said, "The truth is that the state is a conspiracy designed not only to exploit, but above all to corrupt its citizens. Henceforth, I shall never serve any government anywhere." Just food for thought. We'll see you tomorrow night on ERN for Political Gravity. And that's it. Everybody have a great weekend.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Momo BZ and the Yeezy final thoughts.
Okay, my final thought is I just want to say shout out to my mother who passed away on Easter Sunday many years ago when I was young. I really don't want to get into it. But I'm keeping it live and funky, and this is the funkiest I ever kept it throughout all the years. I feel good inside. I really do. So I thank you all for helping me uplift myself and not even be down right now at in the midst of all evil. So yeah, I thank you all. So yeah, I'm happy. Right now I'm happy. So I thank you all for being here with me. So that's all I gotta say.
Alright, Mr. Elias, man, I hope you're having fun wherever you are. And we'd like to give everyone, tell everyone to have a very happy Easter. We're gonna sign off right now, because B VTR has kicked me all the way out, so I can't do anything. So anyway, folks, have a good weekend. Enjoy your Easter weekend. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. God bless. Peace.
Oh, we just going to sit here now?
You just heard the fastest growing radio station on the internet. You can...
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Ernest, call me.